Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at connection between pro-inflammatory biomarkers and non-specific low back pain, and finally, a story about the correlation between the Oswestry Disability Index and walking capacity and performance in patients with lumbar spinal stenosis. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 639, recorded July 13th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. About 85% of patients with low back pain seeking medical care have nonspecific low back pain, implying that no definitive cause can be identified. Nonspecific low back pain is identified as low back pain and disability, which cannot be linked to an underlying pathology such as cancer, spinal osteomyelitis, fracture, spinal stenosis, cauda equina, ankylosing spondylitis, and visceral referred pain. Many pain conditions are linked with elevated serum levels of pro-inflammatory biomarkers. Outcomes of interest are nonspecific low back pain and the level of pro-inflammatory biomarkers. The purpose of a recent study published in the journal The Spine Journal was to unravel the etiology and get better insight in the prognosis of nonspecific low back pain. The aim of this study was to assess the association between pro-inflammatory biomarkers and the presence and severity of nonspecific low back pain. This study concluded that there is moderate evidence for 1. A positive association between the pro-inflammatory biomarkers CRP and IL-6, interleukin-6, and the severity of non-specific low back pain, and 2. A positive association between TNF-alpha and the presence of non-specific low back pain. Conflicting and limited evidence was found for the association between TNF-alpha and RANTES, R-A-N-T-E-S, and the severity of non-specific low back pain, respectively. As always, discuss alternative diagnosis with doctors of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for links. The Oswestry Disability Index plays a significant role in lumbar spinal stenosis research and is used to assess patients' walking limitations. The WHO, the World Health Organization, describes the constructs of walking capacity and performance and recommend measuring both to fully describe patients' walking ability. A recent review of the literature published in the European Spine Journal was made to provide an overview of relations between the Oswestry Disability Index and outcome measures of walking capacity and performance in spinal stenosis research and to provide a strategy for improving such measures in future research. The study concluded that the Oswestry Disability Index should not stand alone when evaluating walking limitations in patients with lumbar spinal stenosis. To enable a comprehensive assessment of walking ability, a walking test should be used to assess walking capacity, and accelerometers should be investigated and standardized in measuring walking performance. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Ideas are easy. Implementation is hard. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.